Now we continue with our sermons in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers. You have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus and Numbers. And this morning we come to chapter 15 of the book of Numbers. Now we're going to read just a few verses. And let me just explain once again as we do read these verses. Very often they can be quite mysterious to many people's minds. But what we're reading about is really the religion that God had given to the children of Israel in the Old Testament days. And that religion, of course, consisted very much of offering up sacrifices and offerings to the Lord. Some of them were animal sacrifices that were made, and some of them were sacrifices and offerings of food and of drink. And it's those kind of things then that we're reading about in this chapter, just a few verses at the beginning and then a few other verses further down in the chapter. So keeping that in your mind, we'll read chapter 15 and first of all the first five verses of the chapter. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, When ye be come into the land of your habitation, which I give unto you, and will make an offering by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feasts, to make a sweet savour unto the Lord of the herd or of the flock, then shall he that offereth his offering unto the Lord bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shalt thou prepare with the burnt offering or the sacrifice for one lamb. And then in verse 13, All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation, and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance for ever in your generations. As ye are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. Amen. May the Lord give us understanding of this part of his word. In our last two sermons in this book of Numbers, we saw how the children of Israel refused to take the Lord at his word and go up into the land of Canaan in order to possess their possessions within that land. God had brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, you remember, and he had brought them out of the land of Egypt with an eye to bringing them into the land of Canaan. That was the land that he had promised to give them in their forefathers, in Abraham and in Isaac and in Jacob. For well over a year now, the Lord had brought those people on their way from the land of Egypt until they had come within striking distance of the land of Canaan itself. And in the two preceding chapters of the book of Numbers then, you have the sending out of those 12 spies, as those men are usually referred to, in order to search out the land of Canaan into which the children of Israel were to go. You have the return of those 12 men with the reports that they bring back concerning the land, and then you have the response on the part of the people to those reports, culminating in that refusal to go forth and take the land as the Lord had said. You remember 10 of those spies brought back what the Word of God calls an evil report with regards to the land of Canaan. The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, they were the two spies who were faithful to the things that the Lord had said, And they tried to persuade the people that on the strength of what God had said, and by the Lord's enabling, they could go up and take the land of Canaan, and as the Lord had said. But when the people then took up stones to stone the Lord's two servants, then of course the Lord's anger was kindled against those people, and he pronounced his judgment upon them. Now, to cut a long story short, because we can't possibly go over any of that material again, but you remember then how Moses came and interceded on the behalf of the people. Now, he was able to do that because God had appointed Moses to be the mediator, the one who stood between himself and the people of those days. And as the Lord listened to Moses and the things that Moses said, then the Lord pronounced his final verdict with regards to